Hi, I'm Andrew Burton. I'm the editor of SearchSMBStorage.com, and I'm here today with Mark Stamer from Dragonslayer Consulting to talk a little bit about SAMs for small to medium-sized businesses. How's it going today, Mark?
Good, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. Psyched it's the summer. It's beautiful out. So just start off the very basics, I guess. How do you know if you really need to, how do you know if you really need a SAM?
That's a good question. The key word there is need. Need is an interesting question because a lot of people think they need things but they don't. And a lot of it comes down to what they read in the trades or what they're told by a vendor or what they think they need. What it comes down to is the type of storage that you're using, the type of data that you're storing. So, for example, if you have a lot of structured data means database data. Database data requires low latency. Database data is high performance out of the storage as it can get. Now, in a lot of cases, that would mean SAN type storage. SAN storage just means that it's shared. The ports on the storage can be shared via a switch. So you can have more than one server, physical server, actually accessing each of the ports. Think of it from the perspective of this was an early version of server virtualization. Although you're not virtualizing the server hardware, you were virtualizing the access, in a sense, to the ports on the storage. Prior to SAN, it was a one-to-one relationship. You had one server to one port. This enabled you to have a lot more servers per port. So if you need shared storage, you need low latency, and you need high performance, then that's a good indication. You may, not necessarily do, but may need a SAN. What's changed a lot is a lot of network-attached storage, or NAS, has improved performance, improved latency, so in many cases you don't. One thing to bear in mind, you do need shared storage, whether it be SAN or NAS, for virtualized servers, because they require that you're sharing that storage among multiple virtual server machines in case you need to use some of the advanced functions. So you never know if you really need it, but those are the indications.
Okay, cool. So let's say you you decide you're going to go with the SAN. You got some choices, and so you got iSCSI, and you got Fibre Channel. What do you see as being more suitable for a typical SMB environment?
Actually, you have six different SAN choices today, not two. You have iSCSI and Fibre Channel. Those are the ones most people think of with the SAN. But you have four others. You have InfiniBand. InfiniBand has been around for a while. If you're in a high-performance compute cluster environment, that's a good choice for a SAN. You have Fibre Channel over Ethernet, which is part of the converged enhanced Ethernet or DCBX. That is one of the choices today. Two others that are less well-known but are becoming relatively popular in the SMB is ATA over Ethernet, also known as AOE. Now, currently, that's only offered by one vendor, but it is an open standard. CoRate's the one who offers that one. And the sixth choice, see, we always have lots of choices in search, is SAS SAN. That's right, a SAS SAN. For the SMB, that might be a really good way to go. A SAS SAN uses a SAS switch and the SAS interconnect. Very inexpensive, and ultimately for the SMB, not necessarily a bad choice. Just like AOE is very inexpensive and not a bad choice. So which one do you pick? What it comes down to is what your knowledge base is, what your skill set is, what your infrastructure looks like if you have one, and what your budget is. The most expensive of these choices will be, believe it or not, Fibre Channel over Ethernet. The next most expensive will be Fibre Channel. The next one after that will be InfiniBand. After that, you go to iSCSI, and then it's AOE, and then SAS, and a price from the high to the low. If you have a larger environment, you really can't use SAS. If you have a smaller environment, you'll find that SAS works quite well.
What does multi-protocol storage mean, and you know, what are the advantages of a multi-protocol system?
Well, it depends on the vendor. There are different storage protocols today. You have the fiber channel protocol, which is primarily SCSI in a fiber channel frame. You have iSCSI, which is the SCSI protocol mapped to TCP/IP. You have network attached storage protocols of NFS, Network File System, which is a standardized protocol. That's for unstructured data. You have SIFS, Computer Internet File System, which is also for unstructured data for NAS. You have HTTP puts and gets, which are part of the REST, R-E-S-T interface. And you have, of course, ATA over Ethernet interface. You have the fiber channel over Ethernet, in which you are taking the fiber channel protocol and wrapping it in a 10 gig Ethernet frame. And you, of course, SAS interface. A lot of different protocols. So when a vendor says their product's multi-protocol, you have to find out which protocols they mean and whether or not they're suitable for you. The advantages are it gives you choices and options. The disadvantages are it's jack of all trades, master of none. Now, usually a system that provides everything isn't going to be perfect at anything. So it depends on what your requirements are. Typically, I prefer multi-protocol. This is a personal preference because it gives me more options. So if you want to run, let's say, NAS and SAN in the same box, that makes a lot of sense because some data is better suited for NAS than it is SAN. Unstructured data, much better fit for NAS. On the other hand, I might not have the skill set for fiber channel, and I may want iSCSI, but I'm intrigued by perhaps the low cost of AOE or SAS. So I can play around with that as well. More choices give me more options.
Okay, cool. And what do you think is the most important recent technological development in the SMB SAN space?
Oh, that is a very difficult question. Primarily, you'd have to say it's on the SAN storage side, not necessarily in the network side. Simplicity of management is a key factor. Anything that puts the expertise into the storage system versus the network versus the admin, where the admin has to do it, that's a good thing. I'd have to say the advent of virtualized SAN, which basically provides the SAN capability in a server virtualized environment, but you don't actually have a physical SAN. It just runs on Ethernet. It pretends to be an iSCSI SAN, and it works reasonably well for small environments. I'd have to say that virtual I.O. based on multi-root I.O. virtualization, even single-root I.O. virtualization, that enables I.O. to be virtualized with physical servers or virtual servers, and so that you have fewer adapter cards for your SAN, and it gives you much better utilization of your bandwidth. Those are the areas that I would say are ideal and specific areas of immense improvement for the SMB. So there's no one that I will just say this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, but I'll say there's been a lot of work here.
All right, nice. Well, that's it for me, Mark. Thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with me today.
No problem, Andrew. Look forward to it every time.
Okay, cool. And for more information about SANs and other storage topics for small to mid-sized businesses, please visit searchsmbstorage.com. Thanks for listening.